Frost hits farmers hard. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With the temperatures over the past week dipping down below freezing, many farmers across the state, especially those in fruit production, are feeling the sting.
This is the worst we've ever been hit. We've been producing for about 8 years. I'd say we had about 80% kill at least. It did not look good. All the blossoms were brown. We'll just have to wait and give it a little time to see. Our grapes got hit real bad. They had put out buds. We had a lot of new growth on all of them. There was a lot of initial flower set beginning, and all that was killed back. So it was not a good weekend.
That was Chris Milne of Milne Farms in Loudoun County, and he says their 2,500 grapevines and 100 apple trees have never been hit harder by frost. But experience had taught him to be leery of the warm weather so early in the year.
If you've done this for any period of time, you know when it's that hot in early March, it's just a recipe for disaster later on, because you know we're going to get a cold snap.
Apples and grapes weren't the only fruit to be affected by this cold snap. Patricia Ferris of Ferris Volunteer Nursery in Bedford County says their peach crop is a total loss.
The past 2 years we've not had any peaches whatsoever because of the frost. We have three orchards out here. We have about a 15-year-old orchard, and we have two new orchards that one would have been the first real crop this year, and they were just loaded with peaches, and then we had a younger crop, but they're gone. Can't believe it.
Now Ferris says before the frost, their crop looked to be the best they had had in years. Several of their varieties had already started forming little peaches.
We were saying, man, we're going to have a nice big old crop, because we've got several different varieties of peaches out here, and the later peaches that we have, we may have a chance for those, but the early peaches, I know that we don't have anything them. So we'll keep trying. What farming's all about.
A tough Easter weekend for many across the state. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.